Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on Frank DePippi. Frank DePippi is a 66-year-old male who reports he was injured in a work-related accident on 5/18/21. Appeared at that time he was seated in a bus that hit a speed bump and he got bounced into the roof. Appeared he believes he injured his nose and left eye and was seen at Jefferson Emergency Room the same day. Appeared he had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a deviated septum that was repaired surgically on 9/21/21. He has completed his course of active treatment. Period. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. DePippi alleged on 5/18/21, he sustained permanent injuries to his head, nose, face, and deviated septum with cosmetic residuals due to a school bus accident. Peer treatment records show he was seen by EMS personnel the same day, period. He had facial bleeding upon arrival, period. He was noted to have lacerations. Period, he was taken to the emergency room, whereupon he noted multiple linear lacerations to the nose. Period, he denies any neck pain, period. History was remarkable for GERD, generalized anxiety disorder, mixed hyperlipidemia, and uncontrolled type 2 diabetes mellitus. Period, he was on medications for these disorders, period. He was and prescribed Norvasc, Nexium, Glucophage, Bactroban cream, and oxycodone with acetaminophen as well as Pravacol. Period. Upon exam, he had what was described as a hemorrhage of the left eye. Period, there was no hyphema bilaterally. Period, extraocular movements were intact. Period, pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Period. He also had sutures placed on the laceration at his nose, period. He had a cask into the head that showed no intracranial hemorrhage or mass effect. Period, cask into the cervical spine revealed no fracture or spondylolisthesis. Period, cask into the facial bone showed no fracture. Period, there was soft tissue swelling and laceration over the left nary, N-A-R-E, period. New paragraph, Mr. DePippi followed up at WorkNet on 5/20/21, period. He described the lacerations were about his nose, period. Exam found two repaired nasal lacerations at the nose with multiple sutures which were healing well. Period, there was no erythema, edema, discharge, or signs of infection. Period, the head was normally cephalic, but he is mildly tender over the middle aspect of his head. Period, examination of the eyes, ear, nose, and throat were otherwise normal. Period, his neck was supple, and he was neurologically intact. Period, he was given a diagnosis of closed head injury with a negative CAT scan, along with two significant nasal lacerations repaired with multiple sutures in the emergency room, period. Because of his headaches and cuts and his injuries, Dr. Nepp, N-E-P-P, kept him out of work for the time being. Period, he was on Augmentin and Oxycontin for the pain. appeared. New paragraph on 6/1/21. He was seen by otolaryngologist Dr. Scheiner, S-C-H-E-I-N-E-R. Period. This was for evaluation of a nasal fracture located on the frontal bone. Period. His clinical exam led to a diagnosis of deviated nasal septum and facial laceration. Period. He recommended ongoing wound care. Period. His sutures were removed. Period. He, with the nasal septum deviation, he thought there was marked nasal airway obstruction of the left side of the nose. Period. He followed up with Dr. Scheiner over the ensuing months. Period. On 8/2/21, he was seen in the same group, this time by Dr. Hall, H-A-L-L. They agreed to pursue surgical intervention. Period. On 6/14/21, he was seen by Dr. Greenleaf. And complained of low back pain and tingling in the left leg. Period. He opined there was some aggravation of chronic findings in the lumbar spine and L5-S1 isthmic, isthmic, spondylolisthesis, but no instability, comma, no acute findings, comma, and no neurologic compromise. Period. They talked about potential treatment, including physical therapy, but he was not interested in that at all. Period. He cleared Mr. DePepe to work without restrictions from his standpoint. Period. On 9/21/21, Dr. Hall performed surgery to be inserted. Period. In the paragraph, Mr. DePepe was also seen neurologically by Dr. Sharetts, S-H-A-R-E-T-T-S, on 10/25/21. Period. He diagnosed concussion syndrome as well as history of reduction of nasal fracture. Period. He also noted a history of gout, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, anxiety, comma, and diabetes. Period. Neurologically, he wrote, the short window of lack of recall may gradually contract but could persist. Period. He was designated a maximum medical improvement from a neurologic standpoint. Period. New paragraph on 4/19/22, Dr. Hall performed another surgery to be inserted here. Period. He followed up postoperatively through 4/26/22. Period. He can breathe clearly. Period. There was a nasal scar that was healing well with slight eschar, E-S-C-H-A-R. Period. Sutures had been removed. Period. He was not held out of work at that time. Period. Further ENT history was basal cell carcinoma of the skin. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he states he wears corrective lenses, but they were not here. Beard uses them for both near and far vision. Beard under head, eyes, ears. The tip of the nose was pointing towards the right. Period. He had a deeply lined face. Period. And then the rest of that is normal. And then neurologic is entirely normal. Cervical normal. And lumbosacral normal. Impressions. On 5/18/21, Frank DePepe was a passenger in a school bus that hit a speed bump, causing him to propel upwards, striking his head on the roof. Beardy sustained lacerations about his nose and was seen at the emergency room. They repaired two nasal lacerations. Beardy also underwent a CAT scan of the head that showed no acute abnormalities. New paragraph, Mr. DePepe also came into the ear, nose, and throat care of Dr. Shiner. Surgery was done by Dr. Hall on 9/21/21 to be inserted here. Beardy followed up postoperatively and had another procedure on 4/14/22 to be inserted here. Beardy was seen neurologically by Dr. Sharitz on 10/25/21. Beardy also had the benefit of orthopedic evaluation by Dr. Greenleaf on 6/14/21. Paired new paragraph, the current examination found he had full range of motion of the cervical and lumbar spines, where provocative maneuvers were negative. He had a deeply lined face, and the tip of his nose pointed slightly to the right. This area was not tender to palpation over any other areas about the head, face, or neck. New paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the head. This is for the residuals of a mild concussion with nasal lacerations repaired well with suturing. There were no overt cosmetic residuals to his face. End.